8:31 the time. Thank you so much for being here this morning. It's a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. And as we do each and every Thursday, we have the good fortune to speak with our mayor. Mayor Bob Whalen steps in this morning for a couple of minutes to chat with us. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. Great to talk to you. Thank you for being here this morning. I want to get quickly to the city council meeting this past Tuesday night and a couple of things that happened there. The staff presented three options for in-person council meetings. I went over those with the audience just a couple of minutes ago, describing what each of those options were. Council chose option two. What was your thinking behind going behind option two?
Well, you know, I think it's time that we start to safely try to move back to regular routines. And I lean to option two because it gets the council members all in the room. We all have been vaccinated, so we think that's safe. And we can do deliberations face-to-face and in-person. And, you know, I think there's just that interaction human element that's important. And it will allow for some options for the public either to come in, file in, offer your comments in person, or continue on Zoom or on your phone. So it actually is, you know, a lot more open to the public, I guess, multiple ways to input to the council, you know, as compared to pre-pandemic. So I think it's a good solution. You know, it's an interim step. We eventually want to get back to regular meetings, but I think we're a ways down the road from that.
Right. Until we're fully in the clear, would the council entertain everyone or anyone that walks into the council chamber be fully vaccinated?
You know, I think we're okay with the filing in and filing out. They'll do it, you know, space. They'll do it socially distanced and spaced, and within 3 minutes, and then they're out the side door. So I think we're okay with that. But, you know, if it's we'll have to look at that and down the road if we're going to more in-person people sitting in the room for an extended period of time. Yeah, I want to see where we are on that. We just want to do this safely, but do see upside to getting back in person with limited staff and council.
Right. And option two includes the purchasing of plexiglass dividers, correct?
Plexiglass dividers between the council. Only 5 members of the council spread up on the dais, so we'll be well-spaced. Staff will be well-spaced down in front of us. The key staff has also been vaccinated. I checked on that. So I think we're going to be good to go with that.
Okay. All right. Another thing we talked about during the meeting, and we've been discussing it here frequently on the program, was Mission Hospital, and they came out and gave you a presentation of what they were intending to do regards to security and cameras and monitoring and stuff. And one council member stated what a lot of listeners are correctly pointing out was really just a PR campaign from them. They talked about adding a couple of extra cameras, though they were unmonitored, replacing a parking attendant with one security guard, but they didn't address or take any responsibility for discharge of these patients and what happens to them. And we had discussed SB 1152, which kind of puts the onus on them when discharging patients. What can you tell us about where we're moving forward? You called it a good start, but is that all we're expecting them to do?
No, as I tried to say in my remarks, and we talked to, it's sort of a multi-phase discussion with them. This was phase one, you know, some added security cameras, a full-time security guard rather than just a parking attendant down there. And, you know, I think this was a terrible incident, but people have to remember this was one incident that's occurred over, you know, in many, many years. Let's hope it never occurs again. So it's not like they have to turn that into an armed camp down there. But you know, they've made a good faith response to the first step. Second step, you know, there is concern about, you know, the discharge and into the community. And we've talked to them about that. We've talked to them. They are obligated to create discharge plans, and they do create discharge plans. But as I said in the council meeting the other night, they cannot legally prevent anyone from just walking out the door. They do try to, you know, link them up to resources, but we need to learn more about that. We need to have our police department there in the meeting with us. So more to come. We are not done with that topic by any means.
Right. I noticed that they had used the term voluntary a lot, and that a lot of the patients that they're seeing are voluntary psych patients. But I'm curious, when the sheriff's department drops someone off, that's not a voluntary person, is it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, that's, you know, they're bringing somebody in for treatment.
Right.
But I don't think that, I think in terms of discharge, they're supposed to arrange for transportation back to the point where they were originated. So we have to follow up on that and see how that's working and understand that. And, you know, but I think, of course, things can always be perfect, you know, and, but we don't live in a perfect world. You know, as our Captain Calvert said the other day, calls have dropped. We have worked with the hospital, and the hospital's worked with us to improve things. So we got to keep at it, and I don't think we have a full and complete understanding or satisfactory answers yet.
Okay.
So, you know, let's keep at it.
All right. And last thing I'll ask you about this particular item is would you be more comfortable with a second security guard maybe monitoring the cameras on a laptop or something?
Oh, I don't know if I can get into that level of detail. You know, the city's got a lot of cameras around town for police enforcement reasons. We don't monitor any of them either. They're there to go back to and, you know, uncover what may have happened. So
okay.
I'm not sure I'm at a position where I'd say that.
All right. And on the 31st, last day of this month, there's going to be a closed session, a city council meeting discussing the city manager position. Are there any updates that you can give us on that?
Well, you know, we're going to all get in the a conference room down there, the five of us. Our recruiter will zoom into the meeting. I spoke with him yesterday. He's pleased with the candidate pool that he's arranged for us. We'll go through, as I said previously, you know, the full list of candidates. He'll have recommendations, sort of a, you know, a top group and a second group, maybe, you know, 10 or so, that will begin the process of vetting and talking about. And then after that, our next meeting is April 10, where we will be talking to our first group of finalists, and then we've got a second meeting to April 24th to winnow it down, hopefully to our final choice.
Okay, all right. Well, I know you're crunched for time, so I have just one final question for you, and that's this: when the Beatles broke up, did you follow Paul, John, George, or Ringo? In their individual careers.
I followed Paul. I followed John. I followed George. And Ringo, you
all
know, Ringo
them.
Was kind of a lightweight. So a little bit of Ringo.
All right.
Not so much.
As always, Mr. Mayor, we appreciate your time. I know you're crunched for time this morning. We always appreciate the time you spend with us this morning. And I'm going to send you off with a little post-Beatle Paul McCartney.
Appreciate that. I'll carry that with me.
You have a great day, sir. Thank you again.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye.
It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 8:39 the time.